You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production.
The Breakfast Show, better than coffee.
And indeed, a very good morning, boys and girls. Welcome to a brand new week, and it is the 20th of November. It is indeed 20th of November, and it is a Monday. And welcome to this morning's breakfast show here on 89.3 Cool FM, smoothest place in your radio dial. Great to be with you this morning, and as I say, great to be with you any morning. And let's start off, shall we, and see if we've got somebody with a birthday on this day. In actual fact, we do, going all the way back to the year 1602. Otto von Guericke was a German scientist and an inventor whose major scientific achievements were the establishment of the physics of vacuums. This is back in 1602. And the discovery of an experimental method for clearly demonstrating electrostatic repulsion, and his advocacy of the reality of action at a distance and of absolute space. So there we go. You probably understand it a bit better than I do.
Good morning, world.
Here comes the sun.
Good morning.
Good morning in the morning.
Morning.
Buenos días en la mañana.
That mission will start in 5 seconds from now. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1,
The best place to be in the mornings.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D.
Shouting your name, I was begging you not to go. Yesterday's news is yesterday's news. Yesterday's blues is just a shady color. Call me naive, but we're building for tomorrow. So we can finish up what we started. Wake up, it's a brand new day. Water fall.
And it certainly is a brand new day today. Anyway, I can tell you that. It is a Monday morning, and that was Take That comes off of their album, which was called Wonderland, and the 8th studio album by Take That, released March, believe it or not, back in 2017. Just seems like yesterday, really, doesn't it? It does to me. Alan Jackson, this is called Drive.
It's painted red. The stripe was white, it was 18 feet from the bow to the stern light. Second hand from a dealer in Atlanta, I rode up with Daddy when he went there to get her. Put on a shine, put on a motor, built out of love, made for water. Ran her for years till her transom got rotten. A piece of my childhood will never be forgotten. It was just an old plywood boat, the 75 Johnson, with electric choke. A young boy, two hands on the wheel. I can't replace the way it made me feel. And I would turn her sharp, I'd make it whine, he'd say. You can't beat the way an old wood boat rides. Just a little lake across the Alabama line, but I was king of the ocean when Daddy let me drive. Just an old half-ton short bed Ford my uncle bought new in 64. Daddy got it right cause the engine was smoking, a couple of burnt valves and he had it going. He let me drive her and we'd haul off a load down a dirt strip where we'd dump trash off a thick tin road. I'd sit up in the seat and stretch my feet out to the pedals, smiling like a hero that just received his medal. It was just an old hand-me-down Ford with three-speed on the column and a dent in the door. A young boy, two hands on the wheel. I can't replace the way it made me feel. And I would press that clutch and I'd keep it right, he'd say. Little slower, son, you're doing just fine. Just a dirt road with trash on each side, but I was merry, oh, and ready when Daddy let me drive. I'm grown up now, three daughters of my own. I let them drive my old Jeep across the pasture at our home. Maybe one day they'll reach back in their file and pull out that old memory and think of me and smile and say, just an old worn out Jeep, rusty old floorboards, hot on my feet. A young girl, two hands on the wheel. I can't replace the way it made. Say, turn it left and steer it right. Straighten up, girl, now you're doing just fine. Just a little valley by the river where we'd ride, but I was high on a mountain when Daddy let me drive. An old plywood boat with a 75 Johnson with electric choke.
Waiting at the water's edge, watching all the ships as they're heading for the harbor wall. I was just a boy. I was just a boy. Dreaming of the wide world. Dreaming of the wide world. Watching as they disappear, reading out the names of all the places I have never been.
we go. Boating songs to please everybody, really. We started off with Alan Jackson and Drive with his little powerboat. Following on, Christa Berg, of course, and Sailing Away. And that one came off of his album, which was called Flying Colours, the ninth studio album from Christa Berg, released in 1988. And the biggest single release, though, was Kissing You. In actual fact, I don't think Sailing Away was actually released as a single. Time on The Breakfast Show. Exactly 15 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock. Yep, it's that time again. It's time to get you in the shower and on your way to wherever it is you're going on this Monday morning. And let's hope that, well, things have eased off a little bit, shall we? In the shower with you this morning, Pete Tong. Sing It Back, featuring Becky Hill.
Bring it back, sing it back.
And there we go, yes. Oh, Pete Tong. How's that for timing? And out you get. And say, on your way to wherever it is you're going on this Monday morning. Pete Tong, as I mentioned, with Becky Hill and Sing It Back. 20 minutes right now, that's after the hour of 7 o'clock here on this morning's programme. It is a Monday, which means it's a Music Monday. It's going right through. We'll be checking in, of course, with Ingrid. She's got up there to the Estados Unidos in Florida. So we'll be checking in with her. We'll also be checking in with Yasmin, see how the weekend went and what we got lined up for this week. And apart from that, we'll take a rummage around the internet, see if we can find something that isn't depressing. Good luck with that one, I hear you say. This is Eddie Rabbit.
She seems a million miles away. When she walks by, you don't know what to say. You're gonna make a move, you better make it now. Don't be afraid, cause love will show you how. You take that first step, ask her out and treat her like a lady. Second step, tell her she's the one you're dreaming of. Third step, take her in your arms and never let her go. Don't you know, step by step, step by step, too beautiful to touch. But your heart keeps talking to you now. Don't give up. You think you see something in her eyes, but you will never know until you try. But you've gotta take that first step, ask her out and treat her like a lady. Second step, tell her she's the one you're dreaming of. Third step, take her in your arms and never let her go. Don't you know, step by step, step by step, you and her love. Second step.
Eddie Rabbit and Step by Step. 24 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock. By the way, don't forget we've got our usual bits and pieces at the bottom of the hour. We'll be taking a look at some of the international news for you this morning. And also 8 o'clock and 9 o'clock, some local news here in the Republic of Panama. Thompson Twins and Lay Your Hands on Me. Time on The Breakfast Show. We're just making our way to 29 and a half minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock on this morning's Breakfast Show. We're going to take a quick break.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
Lleva tu mascarilla puesta mientras viajas con nosotros. La Metrocultura la hacemos juntos. Metro de Panamá, elevando tu tren de vida.
As we make our way to this year's holiday season, a great time, of course, to spend with family and friends. Well, let's not also forget the less fortunate. So why not have a great time and help others as well? The British Charitable Foundation is happy to announce the 20th annual British Ball. It's going to be on Saturday the 2nd of December at the Miramar Intercontinental Hotel. Come along and join us for that champagne reception, a sit-down dinner, open bar, DJ and dancing until you drop. And you can have all of that for a donation of $135 per person. Ladies, do come glamorous. And men, well, see if you can find that black tie. All you've got to do, if you're interested in tickets, you can go directly to the booking form at www.bit.ly/2023 British Ball Tickets. Or for any queries or questions, you can also email the organisers at info@britishballpanama.com. Come along, join us, have a great time, and give help to others as well. Have you ever thought about smart investing? You've got to check out Riccio & Associates. They've got over 30 years of experience guiding folks just like you. Start with $5,000. Get control, low cost and total liquidity. Reach out on WhatsApp at 1-954-881-3398 or swing by the website yoinviertobien.com. Your financial future, it's in great hands. There we go. Yes, Cheryl Lee Ralph there. In the evening. Time on the Breakfast Show, 16 minutes right now before the hour of 8 o'clock on 89.3. Cool FM. We'll take a little rummage around the internet, see if we can find some interesting stories for you. Like I say, antidepressants rather than depressants. Mr. Vance Joy on the Breakfast Show. We're 15 and a half before 8 o'clock.
I was scared of dentists and the dark. I was scared of pretty girls and starting conversations. All my friends are turning green. Yeah, the magician's assistant in their dream. Oh,
love that one. That's just simply called Riptide, and we are 12 minutes before 8 o'clock. Now, talk about cheering us up. Paul over there in South London in the UK, and he sent me some pictures because he was playing Father Christmas. He dropped a little note on Friday saying that he was going to be Father Christmas, and this was for their local... Was it? Oh, they had one cancelled. There's only one Father Christmas, isn't there? And anyway, he was doing for a local cause there, local charities, and the pictures are brilliant. Love it, Paul. Congratulations. Well done, mate. And by the way, talking about over the other side of the pond, Cliff Richard, how many of you heard of him? Probably not many. He was a big thing when I was... Well, he's been a big thing, to be quite honest, in English pop music for many, many years. He is 83 years of age. He was born in October of 1940. And he has a total sales of over 21.5 million singles in the United Kingdom. That's there. And is the third top selling artist on the UK singles chart as well, in the whole history, behind the Beatles and Elvis Presley. Well, guess what? He's got a new album out. 83 years of age. Good for you, Cliff. I mean, they're all at it, aren't they? I mean, the Beatles. And by the way, they've re-released two of their compilation albums of theirs going back, and they've redone them. They've remastered them, so I'll have a couple of tracks off those later on. But yeah, this is the Beatles and Elvis Presley. We're the only ones in front of Cliff. Anyway, here's the title track from the album. It's called My Kind of Life. Be saying to yourself, gosh, he sounds good for 83, doesn't he? The album is called A Cliff with Strings, and what they've done is there's a lot of tracks on the album, basically is original tracks, and they've done them again. They've sort of put them on strings and re-released it all on album. It's a good album, actually. That particular track, say My Kind of Life, song by Cliff, it was originally on his album called Every Face Tells a Story. And the second single from the album, that was following the debut single, Hey, Mr. Dream Maker. Well, that album was released back, was the song rather, with My Kind of Life, was originally released as a single back in 1977, reaching number 15 on the UK singles chart. And number 61 in Australia. Well, that's something to brag about. Mr. Cliff Richard. This isn't. She's in fashion. Suede. She's in fashion from Suede. Time on the Breakfast Show. Time to squeeze a little bit of Bad Moon Rising in, I think. And let me see, where did I put it? Here we go. Bad Moon Rising CCR, take us up to the 8 o'clock news.
Bad moon on the rise.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3. Cool FM, the best place to be in the mornings.
It's Morning Radio, The Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3 Cool FM. From the heart of Panama City in English.
Just a kiss, I have lived just for this. I can't explain why I've become Miss Chatelaine. Just a smile.
Better than coffee.
Trouble in the city.
I do like that one. How Long Have You Been Blind is the name of the track and comes from Lenny Kravitz. And before that one, that was the Saint-Tropez mix of Miss Chatelaine from Katie Lang. We are 18 and a half minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock. Panda, yesterday I was looking for stories with some good news. There's one here about a procedure to replace somebody's eye, yeah, an eye transplant. It says, in a 21-hour procedure, 140 surgeons and attendants completed the first whole eyeball transplant on a military veteran who had suffered a near-fatal electrocution. Now, replacing a better part of his entire face and connecting a donor eyeball to the optic nerves, the surgery was declared a success. And although it isn't clear whether the patient will be able to see out of the eye again, it's meant an enormous step forward for transplantation science and incredible peace of mind for his family. Aaron James was working on a power line in Mississippi when he accidentally touched a live wire and received 7,200-volt shock. This was in June of 2021. His wife was called at their home in Arkansas and was told only, wait for this is incredible, told her husband wouldn't be dead by the time she reached the hospital where he was admitted. I mean, a good story apart from that last bit, really, wasn't it? You mentioned, Mrs. James, how are you? Just to let you know, your husband has been electrocuted, but don't worry, he'll still be alive by the time you get to the hospital. Come on, give me a break. Right, we're going to take another piece of music from Echo and the Bunnymen, and then I think we'll see if we can find out how Ingrid is doing up there in Florida.
Give yourself to him. thick and thin. He will wait until you give yourself to him. Fate up against your will, through the thick and thin. He will wait until you give yourself to him. You give yourself to him. La 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 la.
Love that one. That is Echo and the Bunnymen and the Killing Moon, the symphonic version. Brilliant it is too. 25 minutes after 8 o'clock here on the Breakfast
Show.
Good
morning, Panama.
Good morning, Jerry.
Hey, yes, how you doing? Well, I am broadcasting here from beautiful Nokomis, Florida. Oh, yeah, chilly Nokomis, Florida. Wow, I forget sometimes that Florida does have quite a bit of temperature change. Quite a bit. It's a little chilly this morning. Shorts and a t-shirt is a little chilly outside. Well, I made it out of Panama just fine. There were no incidences Saturday or Sunday. And made it to the airport. In Panama, Panama Airport was fine. Nice, easy flight. Loved that. Copa is always a good flight. So I got here and had somebody who gave me a ride to my parents because my sister's been busy. So the cook is in Panama nursing back Clarence, and I'm now in Florida helping my sister nurse back my mom. So it's kind of a, you know, we are paisanos now because of that. We, you know, we have our, both of us are now nurses of some sort. It's interesting when you have an elderly family or elderly parents or someone you need to help take care of. You don't think you can do something, and next thing you know, you're doing it because you have to. And it's an amazing thing. Same with Clarence. I'm very impressed that all the things that I see that Keith has been doing, she's been telling me about poor little Clarence and how some horrible little werewolf attacked him, and he's just waiting for the full moon to see how he changes. But he's being nursed back nice and easy. He actually has a waiting room outside of his hospital room where he's got the cats lined up waiting to visit and sniff him, you know, see if he's okay. Plus, every morning, I understand, Chelsea goes in and checks on him, says, hey, you okay, dude? What can I do? And then whatnot. He sleeps a lot, which is typical, which is also what's happening with my mom. She sleeps a lot. We're taking care of her the best that we can. Today, the nurse comes to help check us out, and we're doing some IV transfusions for antibiotics and trying to nurse her back to health. You'd be surprised, like I said, what you can do when you're forced to do it. When you have someone you love, you want to take care of. Whether it's a pet or a parent, you do what you got to do. Okay, until tomorrow, back to you in the studio.
What's new, pussycat? Whoa, whoa, whoa. What's new, pussycat? Whoa, 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 whoa. Pussycat, pussycat, I've got flowers and lots of hours to spend with you. So go and powder your cute little pussycat nose. Pussycat, pussycat, I love you. Yes, I do. You and your pussycat nose. What's new, pussycat? Whoa, whoa, whoa. What's new, pussycat? Whoa, whoa, whoa. Pussycat, pussycat, you're so thrilling and I'm so willing. nothing to care for you. So go and make up your big little pussycat eyes. Pussycat, pussycat, I love you. Yes, I do. You and your pussycat eyes. What's new, pussycat? Whoa, 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 whoa. What's new, pussycat? Whoa, whoa, whoa. Pussycat, pussycat, you're delicious, and if my wishes can all come true, I'll soon be kissing your sweet little pussycat lips. Pussycat, pussycat, I love you, yes, I do, you and your pussycat lips. You and your pussycat eyes. You and your pussycat nose.
There we go, Mr. Tom Jones and What's New Pussycat. And good to hear from Ingrid up there looking after Mum. Said the cook's looking after the cat. What a busy little life they have. Canned Heat, like Ingrid, on the road again. There we go. Oh, T-Rex and Bang a Gong. And Get It On and Bang a Gong. It was a song by T-Rex, featured in their, 1971 album, Electric Warrior, written by frontman Mark Bolan. And Get It On was the second chart topper for T-Rex on the UK singles chart. In the United States, it was retitled Bang a Gong, Get It On, to avoid confusion with another song of the same name by the group Chase. So, there we go. And let me see, what have I... Oh, yeah, The Beatles, Now and Then. There we go, Now and Then, my course of the Beatles, released on the 2nd of November, dubbed the last Beatles song. It appeared on a double A-side single. It was paired with a new stereo remix version of the band's first single, Love Me Do.
Jerry D.
Tell you what, an absolute treat. I mean, I've got the original albums. The Beatles, 1967 to 1970, which they've bought out. These are repeats of the albums that came out way back when. Remastered, and of course that one came off of the compilation 62 to 66. And of course in those days, they were in mono, but also when they did start playing with the stereo, they would put the sound on with the singing on one side and the music on the other. Like I told you before, that was sort of the region of karaoke as far as we were concerned. But listening to those two tracks now, redone, and edited into full stereo is really quite something. It sounds really, really good. So if you're into the Beatles, do download them. It's worth it because they sound completely different from the originals. And right, time on the Breakfast Show right now, 12 and a half minutes, and that is before the hour of 9 o'clock here on the Breakfast Show. Now, I was just taking a look, trying to look for some antidotes to the world news at the moment. Here's a warm-hearting one. A video captured a heartwarming rescue. This was after a pair of fishermen happened upon a juvenile dolphin tied up in a fishing line. How sad. Jose Ramon Perez and Miguel Rodriguez were boating 10 kilometers off the coast of Almeria in Spain when they found the animal tangled up with its mother desperately trying to keep it afloat. The baby's tail was tangled in a rope that was pulling it underwater. The two men said that its mother would not leave its side and kept trying to lift it up so it could breathe. Jose Ramon, a warehouse worker, and Miguel, a greenhouse owner, wanted to help, so they called local authorities, who put them through to Equinac, a local conservation charity. "I saw something floating, but it wasn't actually floating at the surface. It was underneath," said Ramon. Miguel said, "It was a dolphin, but I thought it was strange because it hadn't moved at all. The mother was trying to call us. When we got there, she didn't leave the dolphin's side for a second. She was holding its head up the whole time, and the rope was even chewed." Equinac concluded that the situation was too dire to wait for their arrival, so assisted the fishermen over the phone. The rope was tied to an anchor and the dolphin, but with guidance from the charity, the pair were able to cut the rope. Ramon continued, "It was so hard to pull it up. I could feel it chafing our hands as we did it. And they were panicked. The baby was thrashing around and screaming. When it did that, the mother seemed like she was scolding it and trying to calm it down." Wonderful. "As much as I tried, I can't express how I felt to be there. I remember this for the whole of my life. It was truly a magical moment." Eva Marie Moron, a coordinator for Equinac, said, "If those boys hadn't been there, the baby would have died. The animal owes them its life." What a lovely little story that is, but what a sad story, really, because they shouldn't be getting caught up in fishnets in the first place, should they? 10 minutes before the hour of 9 o'clock.
I pull my heart up to my mouth.
Tom Walker.
"Tears when heart was no doubt. Let's raise a glass to a better one. Let all the things that we've overcome bring home to us, Christ. Me and you, we can hold this out. Only you understand how I'm feeling now, yeah. And I know I can tell you anything. You won't judge, you're just listening, yeah. 'Cause you're the best thing that ever happened to me. 'Cause my darling, you and I can take over the world. And one step at a time, just you and I. Just you and I. 'Cause you're the only one who brings light just like the sun. One step at a time, just you and I. Just you and I. Let's get drunk, we'll reminisce about the day. We were broke, not getting paid. And taking trips at the weekend. When I would drop down to see her, and we would paint the town. Too many shots I'd be passing out. 'Cause I could never keep up. But what's now I'm puking open. I know I can tell you anything. You won't judge, you're just listening. Yeah. 'Cause you're the best thing that ever happened to me. 'Cause my darling, you and I. Take over the world. And one step at a time, just you and I. Just you and I. 'Cause you're the only one who brings light just like the sun. One step at a time, just you and I. Just you and I. Just you and I. I'm tired of chasing paper, staring at this screen, and saving up for weeks now.
just to get to you, my dear. And though you're far from my home, this ain't no weekend bar. You know my heart grows fonder. My sweet city love is my darling. You and I take over the world one step at a time. Just you and I. 'Cause my darling, you and I take over the world. Just you and I.
Yeah, one step at a time. Just you and I. It isn't working. I'm a tidal wave of question marks, and you're just surfing.
Like her voice, Olivia Dean, born in the London borough of Haringey to an English father and a Jamaican Ghanaian mother, and she grew up in Walthamstow, took musical theatre lessons and participated in a gospel choir as well from a young age. Then she attended the Brit School. A lot of great artists have come out of the Brit School, I can tell you. She cited Lauryn Hill, Amy Winehouse, Carole King and the Supremes as inspirations.
I can show you incredible things, magic, madness, heaven sent. I saw you there and I thought, oh my God, look at that face. You look like my next mistake. Love's a game. Do you wanna play? Little money, suit and tie. I can reach you like a magazine. Ain't it funny on the slide? I know you heard about it, so hey, let's be friends. Dying to see how this one ends. passport in my hand, I can make the bad guys good for weekend. So it's gonna be forever, or it's gonna go down in flames. You can tell me when it's over.
Con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3. The best place to be in the mornings.
Al que madruga, el metro lo ayuda. Ahora de lunes a viernes podrás viajar con nosotros desde las 4:30 a.m. hasta las 11 p.m. Metro de Panamá, elevando tu tren de vida.
As we make our way to this year's holiday season, a great time, of course, to spend with family and friends. Well, let's not also forget the less fortunate. So why not have a great time and help others as well? The British Charitable Foundation is happy to announce the 20th Annual British Haul. It's going to be on Saturday the 2nd of December at the Miramar Intercontinental Hotel. Come along and join us for that champagne reception, a sit-down dinner, open bar, DJ and dancing until you drop. And you can have all of that for a donation of $135 per person. Ladies, do come glamorous. And men, well, see if you can find that black tie. All you've got to do, if you're interested in tickets, you can go directly to the booking form at www.bit.ly/2023BritishBallTickets. Or for any queries or questions, you can also email the organisers at info@BritishBallPanama.com. Come along, join us, have a great time, and give help to others as well.
Every night I'm it seems. We tried to talk it over, but the words come out too rough. Cheap talk and wine left us so little to give. That same old crap was like a cold dark cloud that we could never rise above. But here in my heart I give you the best of my love. A quiet night, and I would be alright if I could go on sleeping. But every morning I wake up and worry, what's gonna happen today? You see it your way, I see it mine, but we both see it slipping away. Baby, I guess that wasn't enough.
Can hear him say,
There we go, two great tracks in a row. We started off with the Eagles and Best of My Love and followed on that with Night Shift from the Commodores. If you just come off Night Shift, just go home, relax and chill out, all right? I noticed, like, I used to have to do shifts many, many, many years ago. And used to get a reasonable amount of days off, but it's still pretty daunting. If you are keeping eye on the time, we're 20 minutes after the hour of 9 o'clock here on this morning's breakfast show. We're going to check in with Yasmin soon, find out what she was doing over the weekend, and also what have we got lined up this week, and do we have anybody born on this day in the world of music today?
Ciao. I've got a mambo. nothing lasts forever, darling. But it's not the end of the world. When I was fired by Paramount, there was still MGM. I love you young people today with your rock and roll like a Eddie Van Halen. Whatever. When I look into your eyes, darling, I see the reflection of me. Look at me dancing around in there. I look marvelous. Absolutely marvelous. You know, darling, I love dancing. Dancing to me is like standing still, only faster. Do you know what I'm saying to you? My dear, do you understand the term full-grown midget? Must be me. There are 8 million stories of the naked city, darling. Let's be two of them. I'm kidding you. I'm a kidder. Let you and I go back to my private hideaway. You'll put on soft music. I'll put on my Spider-Man pajamas. And we'll do things I'm going to tell my friends we did anyway. Darling, I'm worried about the Cabbage Patch Kids. I mean, when they grow up, will they be confused that these people are not their real parents? If a train is leaving Chicago at 11 a.m. in the morning with 5,000 pounds of bluefish, and another plane is leaving Phoenix at exactly the same time.
Oh, I love that. It's just called You Look Marvelous. And thank you so much. Love that. And by the way, some of the lines in there are absolutely brilliant. We're just making our way to 25 minutes after 9 o'clock. We're going to take one more piece of music. And then I think what we'll do is we'll catch up with Yasmin. And what have I got for you? Scritti Politti.
Thank you.
There it goes, Pretty Polity and Perfect Away. Breakfast show time. It is. It's Yasmin time. Good morning.
Hello, good morning. Happy Monday.
It is. So far, so good.
Mm-hmm.
And how was your weekend?
Oh, very nice.
Yeah?
Yes, I went to a premiere on Saturday night.
Oh, okay.
And this was at the IMAX that is located in Miraflores.
Oh,
have
really?
You been there?
Yeah, this is at the Locks, right?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
I love that place.
I went there when we had visitors and we saw what we saw was the canal
mm-hmm,
video.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, I loved there. And it was so nice. It's a new Panamanian movie
mm-hmm.
called Despierta Mamá.
Mm-hmm.
And it was very nice. They have one of the actors is a Mexican guy. And he was there.
Oh, yeah. Oh, really? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So we had a lot of fun. And the movie, you can watch it in March. It's going to start.
In March?
Of next year, yeah.
That's an early preview, isn't it?
Yeah, I don't know why.
If we were going to do that in our movie review, we'd have to wait
exactly.
4 months. 4 months?
By that time, we forgot.
Yeah, but I mean, I wouldn't worry about it. You could tell everybody what the spoilers are, and they wouldn't remember by the
exactly.
time it came out in March. That's a bit weird.
Yeah, I don't know why they did it. Oh. But yeah, it was fun.
Mm-hmm. Oh, great.
Yeah.
I went shopping.
Oh, yeah.
Well, on Friday, we had our furniture arrive,
uh-huh.
Which was nice. So, but everything is everywhere at the moment. Mm-hmm. But I did that. But then yesterday we went off to Albrook Mall.
Mm-hmm.
I tell you what, I can't remember the last time I went to Albrook.
Oh, really?
But we bought some more stuff in Conway.
Mm-hmm.
And we bought cushions and
I love Conway.
But it's cheap.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I can understand. It's worth taking a trip over to Albrook, isn't it?
Yes, exactly.
Because, I mean, we bought some great cushions, and they were $10. Mm-hmm. The ones I really like, which I think I might try and go and find again, mm-hmm. black with gold patterning on it, mm-hmm. $8. I mean, come on. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's amazing.
Yes.
I think if nobody should go to Albrook, just leave it for me. But no, that was successful.
Mm-hmm.
So we did that. But I went to that shop you recommended because I was looking for something a bit different to wear to the ball
mm-hmm.
This year.
Mm-hmm.
And the place which was great because what it is, I love the people that run it. Well, the guy who runs it, Chinese chap. He's great.
Oh yeah.
And but the thing is, everything he brings over, of course, is from China. And you may realise by now that. The extra, 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 extra large
mm-hmm.
is equivalent to an American small.
Wow, that's crazy.
You know, and that should have a quite a nice jacket.
Mm-hmm.
It had like a little buckle that you did up at the front of the jacket
uh-huh.
and a buckle on each sleeve, and it looked really good. I thought, oh, that's quite nice.
Uh-huh.
I could only get one arm in it.
Oh, what's that?
But I bought a bit of bit of bling instead of a bow tie.
Uh-huh.
Show you that later. So yeah, but it was a great show. But the thing is always the same
mm-hmm.
with Albrook. Is it's great. You get carried away and you go wandering off, and then oh well, time to go home.
Mm-hmm.
And then you realise it's about an hour's walk to get back to the car.
Yeah, that's the only. Thing.
Mm-hmm. And I saw that they were running a train going
mm-hmm.
around.
Mm-hmm.
I think they should do more of them like that. Or give old people segways. That would be fun.
Yeah.
Yes, I like segways.
Yes, because that train is too small, I guess.
Yeah, it's too small. Yeah, I mean, it's incredible, really, because the metro's only over the road. There's no reason why they should have a small train in there. But no, enjoyable weekend, actually.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah. And yesterday, before we went there, because yesterday we did some running around, we took some chairs over to my father-in-law's, and but then we went, before we went back with the second chair, we went to Multi Plaza.
Mm-hmm.
A busy day, wasn't it?
Yeah, they had the Christmas tree.
Oh, did they? Oh, I didn't know that, because we didn't go inside.
Oh, okay.
We only went to the recycling place.
Ah, okay. Mm-hmm.
And took loads and loads and loads of stuff.
Wow.
Mainly bottles.
Oh, yeah?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I don't really drink that much, so I don't know how we had so many bottles. And I mean, the guys over there are brilliant.
Mm-hmm.
There's a young guy there. He always seems to be there when I go. He's really helpful.
Manuelito. That should be Manuelito.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Uh-huh.
Really nice.
Yeah, he's lovely.
And he came out because we had, you know, we were pretty good. Because when they dropped our furniture off. Mm-hmm. Of course, they were all covered, weren't they, in cardboard and, you mm-hmm. know, protection. And when they do it, off they go and say, we don't take the rubbish. So we were left with all this cardboard and polythene and whatever. So, and we also had a lot of cardboard stuff, but we wrapped it all up and then we taped it into bundles. Oh. So it wasn't just all loose. So it was easy. And all the beer bottles and whiskey bottles and rum bottles and that, well, we took those over in boxes. Forgot to get some new
Where
boxes.
Where did you have that?
Where
in the kitchen?
In the kitchen. Wow. No, everywhere. Yeah, we hide the booze under the bed, in the cupboards, you know. Because wow. What happened was, the other week, when we're doing all our sort of moving around, we moved Christina's office from the dining room into mm-hmm. a room at the back. Mm-hmm. And, of course,
you move everything.
We moved everything, mm-hmm. including the bar, the bar that sort of opens up. And I don't drink a lot at home, this is just a bit... All the booze had basically expired. Now, it takes a long time for booze to expire, so we had to throw a lot of it down the drain.
Ah, okay.
That's how come we had so many bottles.
Uh huh.
Mm. You know, but they just thought we were party people, which is all right. I don't know. I can live with that.
So, wow.
What have we got? This I know Donna's coming in tomorrow. Isn't she?
Oh yeah,
Donna, mm-hmm. or if not Donna. It'll be Andrea. But talking about, we've got the Christmas ball coming up the end of the week. Last chance, end of next week, not this week. Mm-hmm. A week this coming Saturday. We've got this, come so quickly.
Oh, yes.
And I think there's a few tickets left, but we'll find out tomorrow. But if you go there, it's great fun. We've got great sponsors, mm-hmm. great prizes. We're actually putting in a prize this year, yes?
Mm-hmm. Oh,
yes. I hope somebody wins you. Go to a nice home, dear. Anyway, what have we got in the world of music? Anything?
Oh, yes. The first one, let's talk about Norman Greenbaum.
Yeah.
He was born in 1942. Mm-hmm. Singer, songwriter, mm-hmm. guitarist, and one-hit wonder with the 1970 UK number one and US number three single, Spirit in the Sky.
Absolutely. Classic song. But with a name like Norman Greenbaum, he only made one hit. Mind you, Engelbert Humperdinck didn't do too badly. Here he is, Spirit in the Sky.
Going off to the spirit in the sky.
there we go, Norman Greenbaum and Spirit in the Sky. One thing is, if you're going to be a one-hit wonder, mm-hmm. you might as well make a good one. Mm-hmm. And he did too, didn't he?
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, when you think that's still being played. That's one of the nice things, you know, if you're a musician, mm-hmm. when you die, mm-hmm. you still play your music.
Yeah.
So true. You live forever.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
The only way I'll live together, if they keep playing Historias del Canal. I mean, it's, don't miss that bit.
No, you're going to do another one.
I'm going to do another one?
Yes.
You think so?
Claro, of course.
I'll have to release a record.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's one like, I can't remember the guy's name now. But, it was for like a Western movie. Mm-hmm. I was born under a wandering star. Just like that. It's amazing. And it was a hit.
And the triangle.
Oh, yeah, I could play the triangle.
Ding.
I was ding born. We could do quite well, really, couldn't
yes.
we? You could hold the triangle and I'll just hit it and make it easier.
Oh, yes.
Oh, well, at least we have a good time, don't we?
Mm-hmm.
Who's the other one born on this day in the world of music?
Uh-huh. The next one is Duane Allman.
Oh, okay.
He was born in 1946, guitarist and co-founder and leader of the Allman Brothers Band, who released the classic album Eat a Peach in 1972 and had the 1973 US number 12 single Ramblin' Man.
Mm, and that's the one we're going to play. Allman Brothers and Ramblin' Man. Good music.
Mm-hmm. Good. I never heard that one before.
You have?
No.
You have. You just weren't paying attention. Yeah.
Mm.
So, anyway, you're going off to the, when we finish, you're going off to the passport office, and get Ian's passport.
Yeah, hopefully.
Is this his first passport?
No.
No?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
No, it's a renewal.
Okay, because what are the passports, what, 5 years are they? Or something?
Yeah, something like that. It's too short.
It is a bit short, really. But I tell you what, they're very efficient.
Oh, yes.
They're very efficient, the passport office. I'll give them that.
Because
mine, I think, expires possibly in 2025 or something. But because I've got my US visa in it. So I have to always keep that passport.
Oh, yes, exactly.
Well, for at least... how many years is the American visa? Sort of 10 years or something?
10 years.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I'll be too old to travel anyway after that. The wheelchair, you know?
Which is crazy because on Ian's visa, he looks just like a baby. And he's not looking like that anymore. So I don't know. When he's going to the airport, they're going to say, oh, that's
not sorry.
You.
Sorry. No, sorry. No, you're not five.
It's
always a relief, actually, when you have your, well, till you get to a certain age, you have your passport redone. But, no, there we go. Oh, well, that's that'll be exciting for you. And then you say he's having to do exams today.
Oh, yes.
How do you do exams virtually?
I have no idea.
No, me neither. I wish I did virtual exams. I might have virtually passed them.
Oh, yes.
I was terrible at school. Absolutely. Does he like school?
Yeah.
Does he?
Yeah.
Why? Does he like maths?
I don't know if he... Yeah, some of the topics, yeah.
Oh, okay. I never like math. Because the thing is, teaching is so different today anyway.
Yeah,
than when
exactly.
I was, yeah. Because we had to leave school early so we could go down the mines and work. Yes. 16 tons and what do you get? Another day older and deeper in debt. Remember that song? 16 tons and what do you get? Another day. Let me see if I can, because that's one of my favourite.
So that's about the school?
No.
Ah.
I just like it.
Okay.
I'm very easy to please, really. Tennessee Ernie Ford.
Yeah.
Remember, this was on the other side of the Davy Crockett ballad, which is why my dad bought it, but I fell in love with the other side, this side.
Some people say a man is made out of mud. A poor man's made out of muscle and blood. Muscle and blood and skin and bones. A mind that's weak and a back that's strong. You load 16 tons, what do you get? Another day older and deeper in debt. St. Peter, don't you call me, cause I can't go. I owe my soul to the company store. I was born one morning when the sun didn't shine. I picked up my shovel and I walked to the mine. I loaded 16 tons of number 9 coal. And the straw boss said, well, bless my soul, you load 16 tons, what do you get? Another day older and deeper in debt. St. Peter, don't you call me, cause I can't go. I owe my soul to the company store. I was born one morning, it was drizzling rain. Fighting and trouble are my middle name. I was raised in the canebrake by an old mama lion. Can't know a high-toned woman make me walk the line. You load 16 tons, what do you get? Another day older and deeper in debt. St. Peter, don't you call me, cause I can't go. I owe my soul to the company store. If you see me coming, better step aside. A lot of men didn't, a lot of men died. One fist of iron, the other of steel. If the right one don't get you, then the left one will. You load 16 tons, what do you get? Another day older and deeper in debt. St. Peter, don't you call me, cause I can't go. I owe my soul.
to the company store.
Oh, what a great voice he's got, isn't he?
Oh, yes.
Yeah, really cool voice. Mm-hmm. Tennessee Ernie Ford and 16 Tons. Then you were telling me earlier on, just to remind everybody, there's going to be a protest at midday.
Mm-hmm.
And they're going to protest about the streets being closed.
Exactly.
That's cool. I like that. So, the good lady. They're going to have a protest at midday. They're going to have, yeah, they're protesting about the roads being closed.
Mm-hmm.
Seriously? I don't believe it. Oh, dear. And then they'll have people closing the roads because they're protesting against the people that don't want the roads closed.
No, I guess it's going to be in the sidewalk.
We have an exciting life here in Panama, don't we? Anyway, yes, have a great day.
Thank you, you too, and everybody.
Right, we'll be back tomorrow. Take us out this morning. This is The Claws. I don't care. Probably realise that by now. Don't care, and that is The Claws bringing us out of this morning's program. I love that track, it's really cool. I don't care. Right, it is time for us to say our goodbyes for this morning. Let's say a big thank you to Ingrid, our intrepid outdoor reporter, for checking. She's up there in Florida looking after Mum, and the cook's here still in El Valle looking after the putty cats. Clarence had a bad time, apparently. So, anyway, big thanks to them. Big thanks to Yasmin, of course, here in the Breakfast Show studio, giving all our bookings and all our social media, etc., etc. So a big thanks to Yasmin and our co-producer Neil Danby over there in the United Kingdom again, looking after Mum. And that's, well, Boys and Girls Group of Garda. Good morning, Isaac, if you're there. Good morning, thank you. Keeps us up and running in the mornings. And also, let's say a big thank you to you, our listeners, advertisers and sponsors. Thank you so very much for being with us here on this morning's breakfast show. Back with you same time tomorrow, 7 o'clock in the morning. Please, whatever it is you're doing between now and then, do it carefully. Why? Well, we want to be talking to you, don't we? Of course we do. From me, Jerry D, till then... Ta-da. You have been listening to The Breakfast Show, a Panama Broadcasting Corporation and Call FM production. Presented by Jerry D, produced by Yasmin Karas, co-producer Neil Danby.